Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast, Our Two Cents. Let's chat. You might be wondering, what are we doing? You probably aren't, but let's just pretend that you're wondering what this episode's about if you haven't already figured it out from the title. Well, we've come back to our freebie topic, and we're talking about school and colleges. And I'd just like to preface by saying Vivek is currently and has been undergoing a severe allergy attack. So if he sounds a bit nasally, or if the voice modulation is a little off, that's just... that's the explanation. But to be honest, you kind of always sound a little bit like a cartoon character, so I don't think it's
mean sometimes, you know.
I don't
that.
Think it's that noticeable. Like, you like, just generally speaking, you fluctuate a lot.
Just stop.
Okay, I'll
it's just
stop.
Getting worse.
Okay, well, I wanted, well actually, let's just get right to it. We have a year left of high school. How does
I don't
that...
want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it? Well, then why are we doing this episode?
It's not good, Kithana. It's not good. Because we have a year left. And let's just take a little examination of where we are. Even let's just put aside school for a moment. Let's just take a little examination of where we are maturity-wise. You just opened up to me about this very serious sock problem that affects you every morning when you get up and you don't care to put on matching socks, which in the grand scheme of things may not seem like such a big thing and probably isn't such a big thing, but I think it's indicative of the fact, because I think a lot of people don't really think, especially our age, don't really think about, you know, organizing the socks after they've been washed. They're just all together in like a basket or some sort of container, and you match up two socks. But let's think about it. If we were mature adults, we would organize our socks. We would have them separated by color, separated by length, separated by literally every single pair, sock pair number one, number two, number three, all the way till whatever number. So let's just keep in mind that we are not even able to keep our socks in order, much less the rest of our lives.
I think this is getting very chaotic very quick, but at the beginning of your little spiel, what I thought of is, have you seen that like recent TikTok trend where like grads or like graduates, they'll be like, remember this doesn't come without this, and like the first this part is like them holding their diploma and they've like graduated Harvard or something and they have balloons and it's a whole grad party situation and it's like a highlight reel of their 4 years at college or high school or whatever, and then it's like the this doesn't come without this, and the other this is actually also them having fun. So it's like, when did you actually work hard? When did you actually study? Did you actually do anything? No, but did you actually spend time organizing your socks, or did you just get the diploma and it was just a joy ride?
Oh, I see what you mean.
All the way through,
they didn't worry about the socks.
Yeah, and I'm like, what have I mean, obviously it's another form of social media, so essentially it's like a 10-second highlight reel, but still, I thought that was very funny.
I also think it's kind of funny that it's like the one thing, obviously, you know, there between kids just in general, there's usually not like this sense of unity about whatever, about every single thing, right? But I feel like this is one thing that all kids, college kids, high school kids, middle school kids, maybe even elementary school kids, like in fourth or fifth or even third grade, can relate to, is that we all just hate school and hate the whole, maybe not hate school, maybe I should qualify it a little bit more, but hate the, or not even hate, but have this shared experience of like, you know, in high school, for instance, like, you know, pulling an all-nighter to study for something, as cheesy, as quirky indie film as it sounds, like pulling an all-nighter to study for something, or, you know, in college, people...
You're talking about like a general distaste for academia.
Exactly.
Basically.
And I feel like that's actually like something that unites like the entire youthful populace of the world. That's it. There was nothing else there.
Again, I don't know. These are the sort of conversations that are very unpredictable because I never know where you're going to take it. Uh-huh. But I was going to say, like, again, to maybe qualify it further, I think no one wants to take classes, or they don't want to learn things that they don't care about. And there's a lot of things we don't care about. So like, I don't want to sit through. I'm trying to think of a class I don't care about, but I kind of can't right now. Maybe the problem is that I care about all my classes, but I don't want to...
I don't want to act, I don't want to do anything.
I want to take my classes and I want to be good at them without struggling and without
without anything.
Maybe
really,
maybe that's actually the common unifying factor, is that we all just want to be good at everything that we do without putting work into it. Like, no one wants to study. No one wants to pull an all-nighter. We just want
to. Well, and it's not even like no one wants to study. It's like people don't want to like excessively make their entire life centered around, you know, education. Like, they want to be able to do it without doing that, you know.
Like, I feel like I have to mentally prepare myself. Like, when the first thing that I do when I wake up is like, okay, so like today I have these four classes. I'm gonna have an hour of homework for this class, an hour of homework for this class. So I have to like delegate it in my brain, and so then all day, like, yeah, during class, during lunch, whatever, I'm thinking about it over and over again. By the time I get home, I've exhausted myself just thinking about it. So I'm like, you know what?
Right.
I deserve a break, even though all day I haven't done anything. And then I just come home and I still don't do anything. So it's just a cycle of procrastination
that's
laziness and non-productivity. Yeah, unproductivity.
Yeah, unproductivity. But yeah, it's
maybe that's what they call burnout. Burnout.
Yeah. Well, it's like, can you really call it burnout? Because like, this has been. It's not like this is new. It's not like this is.
I feel like it is new though. I maybe we've talked about this before.
Wow,
I
don't remember.
On like an episode, or maybe we've just talked about it, like to each other. But like, I feel like it's something that I've. It's like a trend that I've seen ever, like, actually since this school year has started, because, you know, all the, like, not all, but most schools have fully opened and there's no more virtual school, and that's, for most people, isn't even an option anymore. And so it's like, from going to that to coming back to this, it's like, for 10 months of a year, last year, we were so completely used to just, whatever, submitting assignment after assignment, not really thinking about it. It was like mindless work. Like, what do they call that? Like,
Busy work.
That's what it felt like all year. And either you did the assignment or you didn't. But now it's like this year, everything's regimented and you have 90-minute classes and it's like go, 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 go. And you have like 5 tests a week. So
even last year, though, I mean, you're right about the work, especially like the level of effort that we have to put in when you're online, or that anyone has to put in at a school that's online versus a school that's in person. But like, even last year, it felt like as we were going through it, I don't know about for you, but for me at least, it felt like as we were going through it, like, why am I wasting my time? Why are these teachers wasting my time giving me these this BS work, when like in a year, I'm going to be taking classes that are going to be firming up the GPAs I used to apply to college, or like I'm going to be taking more APs compared to, you know, obviously 9th or 10th grade. And so I felt like it was at the same time that I felt like, oh, I'm just doing this little work, I was also exhausted by the fact that it felt like all of that had no like purpose, that I wasn't really going to be able to use anything that I had done, even though, you know, classes like accelerated pre-calculus, like obviously are going to help with calculus, but it didn't feel like that. You know what I mean?
When you first said that, the two classes I immediately thought of were 9th lit and 10th lit. What was the point? Like, I actually don't understand. No, I feel like right off the bat, we could have taken AP Lang in 10th grade or 9th grade even. Like,
it's
not that difficult of a class. Like, I don't really understand the purpose of those two literature classes. Like, sure, I guess we read some Shakespeare, and I guess we read the Odyssey, but that's like...
But did anyone really read it, or did we all
No, but that's all we did. There? We just read words on a page. There was no
exactly,
analysis.
So we just sat there...
I think we're going into a whole other conversation that's very, very boring and just very, I don't know, nothing interesting about it. Like, yeah, all the classes we've taken up to this point have been shit. Oh, well. Like, what are you gonna do about it?
Yeah. Revelatory.
Yeah. I think basically, okay, for example, AP Bio. When I was sitting down and I was prepping for the AP exam, I was like, this is so easy content-wise. I could have just done this each unit for all 8 units, and I probably would have had a solid A. You know what I mean? But on one end, I ended the class with an 89 for reference.
Right.
And but at the end of the day, I didn't study all year. So it is what it is. And well, the teacher was obviously, she wasn't very motivating. Can I say she? Is that bad? The teacher wasn't very motivating, and the class was just overall very
unmotivating. You did bring attention to it right after you said I shouldn't bring it up, but okay.
So I agree. I think it's a combination of teacher apathy, then a combination of you, like, because it's not even, like, you don't have to care about me as a student, and you don't have to care about my grade as a student in your class, but you should at least care about the content you're teaching, because clearly you've been certified to teach it, because, or you chose to teach it, because you have interest in it, and it's your field of expertise. But, like, if you don't have any interest, and if you especially don't want, like, you know, if all you're gonna do is just sit around and, again, maybe assign busy work, that's not gonna help us in any practical way. People, like, no one wants to take time out of their day to learn your material if you yourself aren't willing to teach it. Right. So I guess it was one of those scenarios, and there's nothing really you can do, you know. But
limit.
But yeah, how was your junior year experience overall? Should we do three words? Yeah, let's make this fun. Like, describe your junior year in three words.
Okay, you go first.
Really, really dumb.
Okay, well, that was kind of a cop out, because. But anyway, moving on. You don't get a redo. Everyone will remember you as the cop out person.
Okay.
My three words would be hectic, redundant, and.
Okay. I would put sad in that.
Sad, yeah, sad. I think sad fits, because, like, I felt like it was hectic because I was always running around doing stuff, but at the same
time, no explanation, no nuance. Well,
aren't you supposed to explain?
No, just leave it up to. Okay, fine, you can explain.
Girl, that's so boring.
Okay, fine, explain.
Okay, fine, thank you. I mean, you'll have to explain really, really dumb in a minute too, so good luck with that. But so, like, I feel like it was hectic because, regardless of everything else, should speak for myself, I did feel like I was doing stuff, but then at the same time I say redundant because I just felt like I was doing the same thing over and over again. And then sad comes in when you consider the fact that really it just feels like a whole year, like last year, wasted. Like, it doesn't actually feel like I'm gonna, you know, I have this great, like, knowledge that I've suddenly gained from being a junior, you know? Now, please, explain to me really, really dumb.
Can I change my three words?
Fine, change them.
Actually, I can explain really, really dumb, too, but I'm trying to think of something a little bit more creative. Actually, don't know. Let's just stick with really, really dumb. So I say that because it was, I think, like you said, there was no satisfaction that, like, junior year is over. Like, all year, maybe since, like, November, December-ish, I was like, I can't wait for this year to be over. I can't wait for this year to be over. But the year is over, and I don't feel any different than I did in November, December, January, et cetera, et cetera. Like, it's the same thing. So I guess in that way,
I, if anything, feel more stressed out.
I don't feel stressed, but I feel it's like the quiet before the storm. No, it's like the calm before the storm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like give it 2 weeks, and I'll start pacing around like a lab rat. And I already have, but so I feel like maybe in that way I'm a little bit more prepared than other people because, like, college is coming up, and I'm one of those people who's a spreadsheet, like an Excel spreadsheet designed since the sixth grade. So, I feel a little bit prepared, but whatever.
And that's also part of it. I feel like is that, like, first of all, that was the thing that everyone, like, I heard everyone saying, including myself, of like, it doesn't feel like it's over. It doesn't feel like junior year is over because it didn't feel at all like we had really gotten to the end of the school year.
And I sort of ended up exactly where I was last year.
Right. That's the thing I was saying, is that, like, it feels like we just finished that, and then immediately now it's gonna be what, maybe like 3-4 months, and then maximum 6, but really minimum 2 or 3 is gonna be all of the early action, early decision things for college. So, like, it's almost not like a break. Like, it is a break, obviously. 2 months of summer, that's a pretty substantial break, but still, it isn't a break, you know?
I don't know. I'm not worried about, like, from now till December. I'm not worried about that time period. I'm worried about, like, post December 2022. because that's when decisions are going to come in. Do you know those, like, dear future me letter things that you could send to your future self or whatever? It's, I guess when I say it out loud, it's kind of cheesy, but oh well. I was feeling very poetic the other day because I was, like, sitting in my room and I was thinking, wow, just a year left in this room, which I've sort of, like, made into this, I don't know, it's sort of, like, almost like a spiritual place for me because I spend all my time here. Oh, and it's, like, a weird sort of thinking, wow, next year I'm going to be in, I'm going to have a roommate and I'm going to be, I'm going to be in a communal bath. Anyways, that's not the point. I was sitting in my room, I was feeling quite poetic, and I was gonna write myself one of those letters, and I logged into the website and I realized I had already written two other letters that was supposed to get delivered to me on our graduation date. I'm pretty sure in each of those letters I wrote something about, like, where are you going to go to, like, where are you going to go to college, like, that's what I'm most curious to know. Like, I feel like that's what I'm most nervous for, like, post December, like, when decisions actually come out and everyone knows where they're going, and I feel like that's gonna be what, like, it's going to be, like, the end all be all.
It's not even that, I don't know if this is what you're going to say, but it's not even that it's purposefully toxic.
No, actually, let's talk about this, because I feel like a lot of the times, I definitely act a little bit, like, I act a little bit cool about it. Like, I don't care. Like, it's okay. Like, whatever. And I try to be chill about it, but it does matter. Like, maybe, again, maybe it's, like, the school atmosphere that we're in, where, like, grades are so important, and, like, the opportunities and the scholarships and the awards that you get are so important to everyone, that it does, it can sometimes create, like, an inferiority superiority complex. And it's, like you said, it is toxic. Right. And I feel like it's easy to be like, oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, I can only do my best and blah, 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 blah. But, like, no, it's like war.
And because it's like that, because it's like war, as you so eloquently put it, it's because of that, it makes it so easy for all of us, for all of, you know, the people we know, for everyone in an environment like that to fall into that trap of, like, you know, the, like, accidental, quote, toxic thinking, like, judging someone else for their college, or judging yourself even harshly. But like you said, it's like, do you really have a choice?
Yeah, you kind of don't.
It's like you're conditioned to do that already, so
I mean, it's involuntary. Again, there I had this conversation with someone a couple months ago again, and they were talking about, like, people being problematic, and I was like, I'm not going to deny that, like, people are inherently problematic. Like, for example, this is a good example. Like, I can be all, everyone's smart and everyone's beautiful and everyone's blah 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 blah, and be all homogenous if I want to be, and be all happy and shiny and whatnot and optimistic. But at the end of the day, like, you can't help but have, like, internal judgment. And if you see or hear something or someone talking about something that's as superficial as their grades or their whatever academic achievements, like, you know, it's very hard. It's almost subconscious that you're kind of, like, in your head, you're either like, oh, wow, they're so dumb, or you're like, oh, wow, like, they're so smart, like, I'm intimidated by that, and what am I doing wrong? And I feel like it's very rare that, like, not very rare, but it's very special when, like, you're able to appreciate someone, like, you know what I mean, for how smart they are. Like, I feel like nowadays it's all just, like, you're jealous and you're seething, or you're just like, oh, wow, they're so dumb, they're so inferior, blah, 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 blah. It's very rarely, like, you're happy for someone for, I don't know, getting into a good school or getting a scholarship or getting some opportunity to, like,
travel. And it's not even just grades related to, like, obviously there are, you know, other ways to demonstrate your I know, but, like, even in those other ways, it's the same thing of, like, you know, like, say you had a friend who was a really good chef, right? It's hard to, you know, maybe not for you.
If we generalize it to that extent, at its very core, it's just being insecure, and everyone's insecure all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, fine, whatever, what are you going to do about it? That's my general outlook for life. Just, it's fine. It is what it is. What are you going to do about it? Like, I mean, if there's something you can do about it, then do it. But, like, if there isn't, like, if you care enough, and if there's something you can do, then I don't know, pursue it, I guess. But if there's nothing you can do, then right. I don't know, mope, like give yourself like an hour to mope about it and then get over yourself. Like yeah. There's no point.
Yeah, exactly. No time either.
Yeah. I feel like that's also when we get like
the world.
Absolutely. I feel like there's no time at all ever anymore. Yeah. I don't even, like, that's another thing that I do now. It's, like, especially on weekends or, like, now that it's summer, it's, like, you wake up and I have, like, two things on my to-do list and I'm so overwhelmed, I have to block out the entire day. Would you agree with the statement that we as a society are just progressively getting lazier?
My knee-jerk reaction would be to say yes, but at the same time I feel like it's yes and no, because, you know, of course I'd have to choose the quirky answer, because I feel like at the it's in two ways. In one way it's at the same time that some things get easier, some things get harder, right? And then the second way is that
I feel like a lot of people would get upset about this question, because I'm also one of those girls, I guess. Like, generally speaking, I would say yes. I think we are. And I think it's for the worse.
Well, are you happy to have gotten that defeatist take off your chest?
No, it's not. I mean, it's not like I've gotten anything off of my chest. I just feel like it's not even about being mobile. It's about, like, even in terms of thought, I feel like we've all just gotten so stagnant. And, like, for example, like I was saying a couple months ago, that conversation that I had with this person was, like, a little bit provoking to me. But I feel like so many people nowadays wouldn't even welcome something like that. They would just shut off. And they'd be like, how dare you say this, this, and this about me? Like, you know what I mean? And they would just... I feel like that's a form of laziness too, like being sort of like, I don't know, unwelcoming to diversity in thought, as Tommy Lahren would say.
Oh wow, diversity of thought.
So have you come to a conclusion about this?
I don't know. I mean, I see your point, definitely.
Okay, well then, how do you think we have not become lazy? Like, give an example, because clearly you were, that's like the train of thought you were having.
Let me look it up.
Just wait.
I'm not looking up how society conditioned us to become less lazy, but give me 1 minute. Let me do a little research, okay? How has society...
Oh my god, it's Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day, Vivek.
Oh, what is that for again?
I think for dead people.
Oh, like all dead people?
Yeah, just remembering dead people.
I don't think that's right.
Yep, that's what it is. Oh, it's for military personnel.
See, that's very different.
I mean, I think you can generally honor all dead people, but yeah, it's a federal holiday for mourning the...
just these service members.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Anyway, I don't really...
Okay, that's fine. We'll move on. Clearly, you're having a lot of difficulty with my very simple, very honest question.
Okay. So, in the same way that you say... Like,
I have another question. Okay, fine, you can...
Okay, fine. No. Give me the other question.
Okay, well, something... again, because it's grad season and, like, we've been seeing this the past semester, the past two semesters, being juniors, is, like, you know, people come out with their decisions and they throw a party and they put it in their Instagram bio and blah, 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 blah. And sometimes, don't lie, I'm sure you've seen people where you're like, wow, they got into XYZ, like, I can't, like, if they got in, then, I, like, you know what I mean? Anyways, so do you think moments like those... what do you think it's like a confluence of? Do you think it's luck? Do you think it's opportunity? Do you actually think they're hard? It's because they're hardworking? Do you think it depends, like, person to person?
Definitely depends person to person, but I think most of the time, it's because No, that's too harsh. I think most of the time it's because...
No, say it. I want to know.
Okay, this is going to be so awful because, you know, personally, I'm no, like, pillar of academia either. But, like, I just feel like some standards have gotten kind of lax.
Oh, so, like, they're letting anyone in sort of mentality?
Sort of. I mean, it's not true, obviously, because they don't let everyone in. But I feel like kind of it's this sort of thing of, like, it's not even about the quote-unquote smarts anymore. Like, it's more about other things. Like, I mean, this is a very specific example, but, like, you see how athletes are just let into, like, these prestigious universities all the time. I guess they do have talent mm-hmm. in their sport.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no reason. Yeah. They have talent and they earned scholarships.
But like, it's...
You know what I think a good example would be, and I'm not going to say it in like a negative light because I really love this person, is Conan Gray. Mm-hmm. He's a really famous singer. I can't believe you don't know. I mean, he's not super like world renowned famous, but he's famous, Conan Gray. Anyways, he has this one video where he talks about how he got into UCLA. He didn't have any, you know, like, not everyone has the opportunity to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on SAT test prep classes and attending tutoring and blah, right. blah, 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 blah. And so he applied to UCLA with pretty average, pretty, you know, nationwide mediocre grades and a mediocre GPA and mediocre test scores and whatever, but he got in and he was talking about in his little YouTube video or whatever, he's talking about, like, you know, in this uh-huh. day and age, it comes down to a lot of things. You have to be going to a private school. If you go to a private Catholic school, even better. Your parents have to be rich. Like, there's a whole process that goes into getting admission into these sort of UC schools or the Ivy Leagues or whatever. And he was talking about how he simply got in because he was noticed. He was noticed for the work that he was doing. He was, you know, his background was taken into account for all of that. But I also think on the other end, I think that is also very rare that, like, people, like, colleges and universities actually look into your background and accept you for your talent and think, oh, like, this person would give us a good name, or they would sort of establish or are standing in a certain demographic or whatever. I think that's very rare, and I think his case was still a very, like, rare case. I know nowadays that people talk about, like, it's not just about having a 4.0 and like a 1500 on your SAT or like a 34 on your ACT. Like, you also need extracurriculars and you need to be involved and blah 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 blah. But I think at the end of the day, the first thing that admission offices usually see is your GPA when they get your transcript, before they see what extracurriculars you've taken. And that's usually, unfortunately, in the US, it's like a pass or fail system, right? Like, either you have that 4.0 or you don't. And if you don't, it goes down the bin. For, again, I'm talking about like an Ivy League, not like, I don't know, like a regular prestigious state college. But
right. Well, that's even, I mean, this is a really bad example because it's like, obviously, this is not from the actual college and it's probably not accurate like 99% of the time. But even like if you go online and look up like, oh, college admission acceptance calculator, the two things it asks you for
is your SAT and your GPA.
Mm-hmm. And again, maybe it's not a great example because it's maybe not always or at all parallel to how colleges make their decisions, but it is a pretty good indicator that, like, this, the whole thing of like higher education is pretty much driven by what you have done specifically with your studies, with your book smarts.
Mm-hmm. Something that just hit me is, like, you know, a lot of the time people say, like, it's unfair that we have this system and blah, 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 because people shouldn't be reduced to, like, a number. Like, they shouldn't be reduced to a number on their transcript, and a test grade is just a test grade. But I will say that it is, I won't say it's very rare, but, like, seldom do you study very hard and get a very bad test grade, if that makes sense. Like, really, at the end of the day, like, some people are naturally gifted and they're prodigies and whatever, that's a whole other conversation we can get into, but I feel like looking at a GPA or looking at a test grade to some extent does give you an idea of like, oh, this person is willing to put in the hard work to get the grade they got. And like, maybe if they have a 2.0, maybe I don't want them in my med program or my biology program or my neuroscience program because they're not able to pull that weight and they're not able to work.
Wow.
Does that make me cancel? Oh my God. I don't know. That's just like a hot take, I guess.
It's giving Kim Kardashian telling people like what work.
No, I don't mean it like that at all. I'm saying like, it's very, like, if you really have put in the 10,000 hours and you still get like a 46 on your AP Chem test or something like that, well, then that's a problem. But I'm saying very rarely do you put the 10,000 hours in and you get a 46. You usually get an A. So maybe to some extent it's an indicator of how hard you've worked and how hard you've studied. But also you have things like you have all this other external factors. Like some people just generally aren't good test takers. There's a lot of testing anxiety that comes with it. I have lots of friends who are that way. And that's like another component that I guess it all factors into it. But I'm saying generally speaking, maybe that's why admissions offices run the way or operate the way they do. Because they're also calculating like the amount of work that's being put into getting a 4.0 or a 4.5 or a 5.0, whatever. Okay, so we both have senior friends. Have they given you any advice that you think you're actually going to carry forward into next year?
Oh, absolutely. Really? Nothing? No.
Or have you...
Anything that they have said is completely useless.
I was going to say, have they said anything that you know you're absolutely not going to follow through with?
They say things that are absolutely useless, and they know it's absolutely useless, too. And that's partially because, like
what?
For instance, one of my senior friends, it was like, this person got in at a pretty good school, and was telling me that, like, and it's not even, like, actual advice. Like, you know, they'll just say things like, you know, try your best and it'll all work out in the end. Well, that's not...
That's oh my God, I hate true. Things like that. You know, I sent you a TikTok the other day that was, again, I think... Maybe it was one of those, like, you don't get this if, like, this doesn't happen without this or whatever. Actually, what's ironic about it is actually, I sent you a TikTok and, a couple weeks ago now, I think it's been, Taylor Swift gave the commencement address to the 2022 graduating class of NYU. And so they played that audio of her giving her speech, and it was something about being broken and getting put back together because life happens and blah 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 blah. And I think that's such BS. Like, anyways,
just the whole like thing,
the whole thing of like,
even something as simple as like when something bad happens to someone and they're like, well, you're, you know, the whole thing of what doesn't kill you makes you strong. It's like, shut up. Like, I'm not gonna grow up to be a better person.
I am like, I'm guilty of saying that all the time, though, because I know I'm so annoying. My thing is, like, I don't know about the Kelly Clarkson lyric. Sometimes I tell myself that because sometimes, I was actually going back to ninth lit. I was having this, we were sitting and we were talking about Romeo and Juliet we were reading Romeo and Juliet and we paused to have a discussion in ninth grade lit. And it was the end of the year, right before like COVID hit. And there was, like, really no one in class. I think that's when, like, it was, like, competition season, so everyone was off at, like, skills or whatever. And there was, like, 5 or 6 of us in class, and there our teacher. And we were talking about Romeo and Juliet, and there was this, was this point where the teacher said something about, like, what do you guys think about, like, them dying at the end or something. Something that was just very, like, stupid to me in that moment. That's exactly what she had asked, but it was something along the lines of their love and being sacrificial and whatnot. And some person was like something about like how their love is so great that they were able to do that. And I said, like, believing that love fixes everything and that, like, love is a reason to die or something is just something that we can tell ourselves to cope with the fact that they
a weak-minded
it is like something we can tell ourselves to cope with the fact anyways in the same way Damn. like I think it's something I tell myself, like the Kelly Clarkson lyric is I think it's something I tell myself to cope, because I think like if I tell myself like, oh no, like worse things are gonna happen, like it's just gonna keep getting worse and worse and worse, then what's the point of being alive? Not to be depressing, but I mean, I guess it's just the reality. I feel you have to tell yourself, and you have to really believe that, like,
right.
It all.
No, but I'm not even talking about telling yourself. Like when other people say, like, oh, you know, this is you have that's, this is something
isn't that
like,
what
you're
I...
gonna grow from this. You're gonna like shut up.
I don't know about growing from, I don't know, hardship. I guess you do sort of like subconsciously. Like no one, like it's like no one picks and chooses to go through heartbreaking things or to go through devastating events because they're like, oh, I'm gonna grow from this. You know, things happen. Actually, I guess that's it. I was going to ask you again, like, how do you feel it being our last year? Like, what do you anticipate the next couple of months are going to be like? Are you going to be emotional? Are you going to be like, I don't care? Are you going to be like...
I don't think there will be time, for me at least. I don't know about you. Maybe you feel the same way.
Oh, yeah, because like, Mr. like, whatever, do it all over here is taking like 5 dual enrollment classes, and I'm here with...
It's not even the... I mean, yeah, it's that a little bit too, sure. But it's also
3 APs, and like one of them is like Spanish lit, so does it even matter?
But it's also like, just, I mean, it's the same thing, at least for me, again, that I thought about this year too, right? I was like, oh my God. That was a sneeze. Okay.
God bless.
Okay, thank you. It was the same thing I thought about.
I was going to say, what if you had died right then from that sneeze?
And you never would have gotten my great advice for myself, not for you.
The most interesting bit of healthcare is that, like, your heart stops when you sneeze. That's so cool to me.
Which is not good because I sneeze so much when, like, I have an allergy attack. It's, like, every other second. No wonder it's tiring.
Okay,
this is not conducive.
Continue.
Okay, anyway, so it feels like the same sort of thing that I felt about the end of this year, where like I thought like, oh, it's going to be like, I'm going to have like this giant rest and I'm going to realize how much like I've been going and like I'll finally be done and it's going to feel like it's the end. And then it didn't, right? It just felt like actually a continuation.
It's like inconclusive.
Yeah, it's like inconclusive. So I feel like it's going to be the same thing where it's like we're going to reach a point where like these giant things have happened in our lives next year. We finally finished our K-12 education. We're going on to higher education, or in some instances, we're not going on to education. We're going on to something else. And it's not going to feel like that. It's just going to feel like more monotony, more noise, and it's just going to be more annoying. What about you?
Oh, what about me?
I know you were waiting for me to ask you. Don't try to be surprised.
I was actually gonna move on. I if you don't know, like I'm just so selfless.
You're quirky.
I'm just other people and other people's answers and
I'm
just here to facilitate the conversation, to be the host, I guess.
Oh. Okay, sure.
You're really the one who's in the spotlight. All about you.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's all about me.
The other day I was like, was it actually just yesterday? Maybe it was just yesterday. I was sitting in my room and sort of thinking about everything. And it's not even just that, like, I feel like this is the first major life change in my life ever. Change, because it's like, it's not just that you're graduating and you're done with K-12. Education, but it's like for the first time you're actually having to adult, like, you know. Oh, what yeah. I mean, you it's
on
like
your own.
It's like little things of like, if you get sick in college, or I have to figure out health insurance and all of that stuff myself, like, isn't like something like little things like that I think about, like, oh, I'm gonna be on my own and that's weird, and then moving out is going to be weird, and I feel like with like, it's also uncertain because no one's applied to colleges yet, and so we definitely don't know where anyone's going or where anyone's going to commit to and whatever. So, like, I don't know. I might end up in, like, India, for God knows. Like, I don't know.
Right.
So, it's every, I don't know. I think I'm going to...
That is a big thing. I didn't even think about that. The fact that, like, I mean, I'm sure for you too, but like there are people that I know right now that I've known since I was like in kindergarten. So that's another big shift to like, you know, be catapulted out of the environment with all those people and into a
exactly new one. And you don't even have to have any relationship with them. I feel like I had that with the seniors this year. Like I have I'm like very good friends with a couple of seniors, like maybe 4 to 5 seniors, but just generally speaking, I'm not that like super familiar with the senior class. But just the fact that they were leaving, that just the fact that right. I wouldn't see those faces in our hallways anymore was sort of just like weird. It was like a lot to process, because it was like, oh, like that's kind of like those people have always been there for the past 4 years or whatever, and like now they're not going to be there.
You know what's kind of annoying? Mm-hmm. I came home after prom, you know, the extremely traumatic incident.
Yeah, where our prom was very realized traumatic.
That seniors were leaving. Yeah, yeah. It was bad. But anyway, so I came home after that, and I was talking with someone. I don't remember who it was. I guess it can't really have been many people. But I was talking with someone, or maybe it was on FaceTime. Anyway, I don't remember who it was. But I was talking with someone, and I said something about, you know, like, oh, I just, you know, and then the prom came up, and I was talking about how, like, that made us all, or at least for me, realize like, oh, the seniors are actually not going to be here. They're not going to, you know, be in our school the next year. And they were like, well, you'll make new friends. And I was like, well, that's the point. I don't want to make like, in not even from the antisocial side.
Maybe it was me like, that said that.
Maybe it was you that said that. In which case, canceled again. But anyway, it was like, that's exactly what I'm trying to say, is that it's, I don't want to make new friends. Again, not from the like, oh, I don't like people or I'm antisocial.
It's
that
just I don't what want you're to used to.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. And that's what I mean. It's like, I've said it 100 times over. I don't even like our grade. I don't even really love the people in our grade. But it is going to be different. Like, okay, well, like, the people that I really don't like, I don't care about. But the people that I just sort of say hi to when I sometimes have a conversation with, those are the people I'm definitely going to miss. Because, like, say they're all the way in Boston and I end up in, like I said, maybe India. I don't know. Maybe Washington State. I don't know. Maybe, like, Ireland or something. I'm going to be thinking, oh, like, wow, like, I don't know. Like, that was a person that at one point existed in my life. And now they don't, which I think is weird and whatever. It's just going to be different. I feel like it's going to be a lot very soon. But also a part of me thinks, forget about it. We're all going to end up going to like GSU or UNG or
UGA.
Whatever, UGA, whatever.
Yeah.
Mercer, whatever it may be. And I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. But I feel like even systemically, it's just not a good time. Like, our education system has been struggling since the dawn of mankind, but, like, I feel like especially, I mean, maybe it's because of the pandemic, maybe, like, that brought to surface other things, maybe not. I feel like there's just been a lot of distrust within our education system, and even now, like, this past year, or just in 2022, we've hit, like, a record low of admission acceptance rates, and that's obviously, all of it's just it's a little too much, a little too fast. You get me?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you gonna say bye?
Bye.
Okay, well, he said it for the both of us.
Oh, yes, bye. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Brought to you by Deekshu Devrasetty for editing, Vanshika Khatwani and Jasmine White for graphics, Puneet Bajwa and Sanj Varyani for socials, and to my wonderful co-host Kirtana for putting up with me.